under the bottle. Almost taste the hot dogs and French fries, they say.
Solid rock. And you got discs like, take baby. Please don't ever make her blue. And so forth. About 1 year later, in a place called Liverpool in England, the four young guys with mop haircuts begin to sing stuff like, it's been a hard Surrey, way down in the deep south. I got guys that have long hair down the back singing. I wanna be your lover, baby. Wanna be your man, yeah. And all that jazz. Well, we've been doing this number of Bo Diddley for quite some time now. Bo Diddley visited this country last year. And we were playing at the Club of Go-Go in Newcastle, our hometown. One night, and to our surprise, walked in the man himself, Bo Diddley. Along with him was Jerome Green, his maraca man, and the Duchess, his gorgeous sister. Now we're doing this number. Along with them came Rolling Stones and the Mersey Beats. They all stand around digging it. And I overheard Bo Diddley talking. He turned around to Jerome Green, he said, hey, Jerome, what do you think of these guys doing our material? Jerome said, where's the bar, man? Please show me to the bar. He turned around to Dutchess and he said, hey, Dutch, what do you think of these young guys doing our material? She said, I don't know. I only came across here to see the changing of the guards and all that. Looked up at me and he said, with half closed eyes and a smile, he said, man, took off his glasses, he said, man, that show is the biggest load of rubbish I've ever heard in my life.
You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We came back from a set of music there celebrating the 60th anniversary of two albums originally released in 1964.
Yeah, so we ended off with two tracks from The Animals. And as we mentioned before getting into this break, There were actually two records by the Animals in 1964. As per was custom, very often when a UK band would have a release, they would have an American edition and a UK edition with a deviating track list. However, it was a very deviating track list, so much so that the two albums were virtually unique releases. And also, very unique for this, the UK version of the record was released after the American edition, which was pretty much unheralded. I think the only reason it really happened was because the Animals had a lot of stateside recognition with the single House of the Rising Sun, and I think they kind of rushed out a release there just to capitalize on that initial interest. And I do think that might be the case, because the Animals UK release, which we heard two songs from, seems much more coherent. It seems like there's a lot more experimentation on it. It does seem more like an album than a collection of singles. Mm-hmm. But with that said, we did hear a great single release called I've Been Around, a little bit of a Motown indebted song with that. And then we heard The Story of Bo Diddley, a very ambitious 5-minute song, very much unheard of at the time for a lot of rock and roll groups, and really awesome hearing that from the Animals.
Before that, we heard a pair of tracks from the Rolling Stones' 12x5 album, which was their second full-length release. We heard their version of the Motown song Under the Boardwalk, and then we also heard the original Empty Heart. Now, was there also a UK and US release of this album as well?
Now, with the Rolling Stones, it got very confusing because they had an American edition of England's newest hitmakers, and then they also had not 12x5,
but there was a different title.
There was another record that came out a little bit later that compiled tracks from this and a future UK release onto an American edition. So it's very muddled, you know, pretty much at this point. There was a really awesome box set released a few years back called The Rolling Stones in Mono, which collected basically everything they did from their starting point in the early 60s up until 1969. Mm-hmm. So it really does give you everything. And for that edition, they pretty much stayed true to the UK pressings rather than the US ones. But yeah, it can be kind of hard to track down. And really, I don't think there's like a canonical version of these. I prefer 12x5, though. It's my preferred sophomore Rolling Stones record. I really enjoy it. With that said, we have some new music coming up next. Dave, what do you feel about Night Court?
The TV show? Which one? The original or the remake?
You love Bull, right?
Maybe. We
not to put you on the spot. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't want to be pressured. But anyways, Night Court is actually a band as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a great new band. They have an album coming out in November.
I can't even say the title of it on the radio.
It is S Machine. You can, but with a dollar sign.
Use your imagination.
Let's just call it Hit Machine. How about that?
Okay, Hit with an S in front of it.
Exactly. And we're going to play a track from that. We're also going to play brand new music from Japan Droids. Their final record was released this week, Fate and Alcohol. We played a few tracks from that leading up to this after the announcement that the band would not be touring after this and they would not be producing any more music. Hopefully, whatever endeavors those two choose to perform, they find success in those. Japan Droids were a band that really meant a lot to me in the late 2000s, early 2010s with a series of great releases. So I'm really sad to see them go, but I'm also glad that they're leaving music on their own terms, or at least I should say leaving this project, because who knows what they'll end up doing. And then, of course, brand new music from Nap Eyes as well. They have their latest release, The Neon Gate, released this week, so we're going to play another track from that. And to start off with, a new single from Frankie and the Witch Fingers, Eye Candy, here on Revolution Rock.
Pressure, pressure, working. dawn and the wind darkens against me, but I wander on this path I've flown for 2,000 years. I am that mystery enigma bird that resolved itself out from the weird. I am that mystery enigma bird that you've heard about from old.
Shall we see? Shall we see? Shall we see?
You're listening to Revolution Rock. This is CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. And we came back there from a brand new song that actually you can only find in one place.
That's right. On Revolution Rock here at 99.1 FM.
That's not what I was going to say.
Oh, what were you going to say?
Nothing. But that's a new song from Chad Van Galen from a forthcoming album that's going to be released.
Really? I did not know that part.
He said he recorded a bunch of songs in January, and here's one.
Well, it doesn't mean it's for an album.
I think he's hinting that there's an album.
Well, look, regardless, whatever you prefer, we heard Clown Town, and that is a single. To be honest, you can really just find it in one location, which is the digital platform Instagram.
Yeah, and there's a really strange, creepy, wonderful
erotic video that he shared with it. If you like buff clowns, you'll love this one.
This one is for you. Mm-hmm. Before that, we heard brand new music from Nap Eyes. We heard something from their latest release, The Neon Gate.
And this is definitely a much more ambitious record for Nap Eyes. I think they've stepped away from more of their indie jangle rock sound, entering into something that's much more psychedelic. But I'm really digging what they're doing, and I appreciate the fact that they're exploring some new textures and new sounds. We've previewed quite a number of songs from this record already, a lot of longer, sprawling songs compared to what I'm used to. This is one of the shorter ones from the record, but it is great. It has kind of a kinetic beat going on and a little bit of flute, I think, as well. It's called Dark Mystery Enigma Bird. And again, that is by Nap Eyes from The Neon Gate.
Before that, we heard new music from Japan Droid and what's supposed to be their last album, which is called Fate and Alcohol.
And this is titled A Gaslight Anthem. As the band members have stated, they are just done with the band. They've just felt like they have other projects they want to pursue. And they've been going at this for a number of years. In fact, I don't know when they started as a band performing, but they certainly had been recording and releasing material since 2007. So they've been in the game for a while. And I just want to give a big thank you to the boys in Japan Droids. Their music, especially the first couple records, was really fantastic. And it really meant a lot to me when I first heard it. And I'm glad to hear that you're going out on your own terms. Again,